5 p.m. A car set on fire in Port Moody Wednesday night, July 5, is a suspect vehicle in a fatal Coquitlam shooting from the Canada Day long weekend. Police are now seeking video of a white Kia Niro that left the scene of Coquitlam's third shooting of 2023 and ended up torched in a parking lot near Rocky Point Park 3 days later. The Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, was called to the car fire today, July 6, after Port Moody Police, PMPD, responded to the incident in the 3000 block of Murray Street before 10 p.m. Wednesday. After determining its make and model, officers that canvassed surveillance footage found the vehicle near the underground parkade of a Burquitlam condo tower on Sunday, July 2, where Karnveer Singh Garcha died of gunshot wounds. The shooting that claimed the 25-year-old man's life was isolated, IHIT spokesperson Sergeant Timothy Periotti said in an earlier statement. BC's homicide team said the Kia Niro arrived in the 500 block of Foster Avenue just after 8:30 p.m. on Sunday and parked in a loading area at the top of the ramp leading into the parkade with its fog lights on. It stayed there until 9:19 p.m. when Garcha was dropped off at the tower by a ride-sharing service, I had added, and the suspect driving the Kia returned to the vehicle and fled eastbound toward Emerson Street. First responders performed life-saving measures after RCMP were called to witness reports of as many as 10 shots fired in the Burquitlam neighborhood, but Garcha succumbed to his injuries at the scene. At Tricity News, did you see this car? Car hashtag Tricity News hashtag Coquitlam hashtag Port Moody hashtag vehicle search hashtag RCMP hashtag PMPD hashtag IHIT musical note original sound, Tricity News. We are releasing the photo and video, in hopes that someone will remember seeing this vehicle parked in the loading area, Pirati said. If you were in the 500 block of Foster Avenue on July 2 or in the 3000 block of Murray Street on July 5 and observed this vehicle and you have yet to speak with police, please contact IHIT immediately. Garcha was the subject of a public warning from Surrey RCMP in December 2022. Mounties, alongside the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, CFSEUBC, said his involvement in gang activity and violence posed a threat to public safety, claiming anyone connected to Garcha was putting themselves at risk. IHIT is now asking the public for more witness statements of both the shooting and vehicle fire, as well as video of the incidents, including dash cam, surveillance, CCTV, cell phone or general footage. More specifically, those who drove along the 500 block of Foster Avenue between North Road and Blue Mountain Street from 7 to 9:30 p.m. on July 2, and on 3000 block of Murray Street between 9:30 and 10:30 p.m. Anyone with more information is encouraged to call to IHIT's information line at 1-877-551-4448 or email ihitinfo@rcmp-grc.gc.ca. 12:30 p.m. A vehicle was found up in flames near Rocky Point Park last night, July 5. Port Moody Police, PMPD, spokesperson Const Sam Zacharias says special investigators have been called in as the incident appears to be suspicious. The Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, is now looking to determine if the fire is potentially connected to any of its open cases across the Lower Mainland. Police responded to the car fire before 10 p.m. on Wednesday in the 2800 block of Murray Street. Firefighters were able to contain and extinguish the flames quickly, explained Zacharias in a statement, noting officers are processing the scene today, July 6. Fire crews believed the fire to be suspicious in nature and requested assistance of police. Burquitlam shooting. The vehicle fire occurred 3 days after IHIT began an investigation into Coquitlam's third shooting of 2023, which resulted in the death of a 25-year-old man. Karnveer Singh Garcha was identified as the victim of an isolated shooting in the Burquitlam neighborhood early Sunday morning, July 2. Garcha was dropped off at a condo tower on Foster Avenue minutes before the homicide. RCMP responded at 9:20 p.m., found Garcha suffering from gunshot wounds and immediately began life-saving measures, but he succumbed to injuries at the scene. Witnesses told the Tri-City News they heard as many as 10 shots. "It was a pretty scary scene for sure. I knew it was trouble," said Rob Pelvetsky, who lives in one of the buildings subject of the investigation. "I hit is asking anyone who was driving in the 500 block of Foster Avenue, between North Road and Blue Mountain Street, from 7 and 9:30 p.m. with dash cam video, or anyone with information who has yet to speak with police, to call IHIT's information line at 1-877-551-4448 or email ihitinfo@rcmp-grc.gc.ca. Anyone with information or video footage on the Rocky Point Park vehicle fire is encouraged to call PMPD at 604-461-3456. With files from Diane Strandberg, Tri-City News.